And I'm now joined by Darrell Barron to talk about his campaign to be the next Ogra Fianna Fáil president. A very good afternoon to you, Darrell, and thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Johnny. How's things?
Yeah, very well, thanks. And yourself, by the way? You're keeping well?
All good. Very busy, though, at the moment.
Okay. We won't keep you too long. Just first of all, Darrell, for the sake of some of our listeners who may not know, tell us a bit about Ogra Fianna Fáil, when it was set up, its purpose and mission.
Yeah, well, Ogra Fianna Fáil is for, obviously, the youth wing of Fianna Fáil, for anyone between the ages of 16 and 30. And it should be there to affect young people and young people's issues, you know. It's been around for a long time now, since the 70s. You know, for me, you know, I've been around in Ogra for the last, probably, I think this is my sixth youth conference. We have a youth conference every year or so, a year, 18 months. Every year it usually switches around, so this year it's in Athlone on the 9th and 10th of March. So I think there's a great buzz and excitement building now towards it. It's an election that's going to be well contested all across the different positions. We have multiple positions. Obviously, I'm running for the president of Uachtaráin of Ogra Fianna Fáil. We've also other positions in campaigns and events, policy. We would have others as well in the sense that there's sort of our quarter positions. So there is multiple other positions. And, you know, it's widely contested, all the ad corner positions. We have five of them are being contested. I think it's the first time in the history of Ogra that that's actually happening. And it's very important that debate is had. And that, to me, it's very important that there is contest, there's debate, and that's healthy in any organisation, you know, and that to me is very important, you know.
Right, okay. Ogra Fianna Fáil also have an active base in Northern Ireland, believe it or not. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, we would have some units up there. Right now, I feel we can do more. Our setup is we're in Queens, and we do have members up there, but I think we need to be pushing on now and really kicking on with the North. I think there's a lot of young people up there kind of disillusioned and disconnected and disjointed with the North and what's going on in politics now and Brexit. I think it's important that we're up there, we're pressing the flesh, and that Ogra, I think, has a purpose up there. And I think it's important that the next Uachtaráin of Ogra, you know, is up there, is seen and heard, and really hits home on issues that really affect people in the North. You know, and to me, it's important that the organisation is up there and has an organisation structure. You know, and for me, that's exactly what we need to do and better within Ogra and within the party. You know, that there is a lot of people up there looking for a new direction in the North, a new political direction. You know, and I think definitely, hopefully, within the future that we will see Fianna Fáil candidates up there in the North, you know, and representing the people of the North, you know, and that to me is important. You know, there's a lot of people up there, as I said, disillusioned with the whole North. And I think right now it's calling out for someone, a new party, a new fresh kind of injection into the political spectrum in the North at the moment.
Tell us a bit about the third level branches of Ogra and where they are.
Okay, all our branches right now, you know, we branches all across Dublin, across the country, from Cork to Galway, you know, to Queens in Belfast, you know. We've some very good Cummins all across the country, you know. For me, it's very important that link is connected. A lot of people, once they leave kind of school at 18, you know, they go into college, you know, and the first time really seeing the political sphere as such within a college organisation, you know. And for me, it's the first usually point of contact, you know, where you're going to really get people joining the party, you know, and really learn to cut their teeth within Ogra as such. You know, so it is important. It is important that we are around, we're seen and heard. I think it's important now that we have a Cumann in every single corner of the country. You know, we have some very good Cummins, and also some that we need to really work on now and really push on now and really help and support. And I think for me, that this is probably why I'm running. You know, I think it's not just about the colleges too, but we've also Cummins all in every single county in county and constituency in the country, you know, and it's important to interlink them back to their own province or their own county, you know, that they really know what's going on from their local TDs or the young people as such within that locality, you know, and stuff like that. I feel I'll be better suited within the role, you know, and really kick on now and hopefully get them more involved in politically within Fianna Fáil and within Ogra in the next year, 18 months, you know. We've some great Cummins from DCU to UCD. You know, UCC have a great one coming to Barra in Galway. You know, I've mentioned Queens, and I think really we have some amazing Cummins that ride across the country. We have some amazing units as well from Portiche, you know, and I think really we have some units that are really going to kick on now in the next year, 18 months. We have some very talented people all across the country, you know, and hopefully we'll see, you know, a kind of kick on now of such an ogre, you know, that we will have people come to the fore now in the party, you know, young people in our party really taking on the mantle, you know, as the next generation to kind of run Fianna Fáil, you know, and that to me is important. You know, this kind of election, we've seen a lot of people age out of ogre. You know, a lot of people have moved on and past the 30 years kind of age bracket, you know, and for me now, we've a lot of young people between the ages of 18 and 21 coming into the party for the first time. Probably a lot of them are going to be their first U conference now at Lone on the 9th, you know, and it's kind of a new thing for them, but it's important that these people now get their opinions heard and respected upon in the party, you know, and that the structures and they know what the party is about, what the party is, you know, and what we stand for, you know. And I think for my reasons and the reason why I'm running, you know, because I'm listening to a lot of people that are in that age bracket, you know, talking about the issues at hand, you know, and for me it's important that their views are well respected and voiced and their concerns are highlighted in all different backdrops, either by radio, media, or indeed by press, through the press of some sort, you know. So I think it's important that their opinions are here too, you know, in politics, you know.
Okay, Daryl, you're 24 years of age, aren't you? You're from Donegal, which is locally here, and you believe you can lead the youth wing of Fianna Fáil, mainly because of your experience within the party. Tell us a bit about your experience so far in politics.
Yeah, well, I think for me, you know, 24, I'll be 25 the end of May or end of March, you know. I'm come fast approaching my 25th anniversary, you know, so of myself, you know, and for me, within Fianna Fáil, I'd be closing in on my probably 10 years within the party working. You know, I've done a lot of campaigns, done a lot of events. I've been involved in a lot of local elections and general elections. I would have first started in many years ago now with Bertie Hearn and Cyprian Brady, you know, working in the constituency office with them, you know, learning how to do the clinics, kind of doing the part and parcel of politics, you know, and that to me learned me a lot, learned a lot how to organise myself, how to kind of learn the ropes, you know, and how a political party works as such, you know, and what they're getting involved in regarding literature and making sure you're dropping leaflets and things like that, you know. And then I kind of, in the years previous to that, you know, years after that, you know, we're involved in many campaigns, you know, from the quality referendum we had, you know, I was very integral to that in my local area, and then pushing on again multiple referendums, multiple by-elections from Roscommon to Donegal, you know, to Athlone, you know, I was involved in a lot of by-elections all across the country, you know, and that to me has gained a lot of experience too, you know. And you know, we've had a lot of referendums, a lot of campaigns, you know, been around Ogre and around Fianna Fáil for a long time, you know, and I feel now I can rub off others and rub off the next generation within Ogre to really set a train in motion that the next future leaders of Ogre, you know, are really going to have a great time under me as president, you know, in the sense that they're going to learn a lot, but also just gain the experience that they need to really take Ogre on in the future, in the next 3 to 5 years. You know, and that to me is important, that Ogre has a strong structure, strong, stable president, you know, and I feel under me, you know, I think the next generation are going to do very well in Ogre, you know, and that to me is very critical. And right now, Ogre is doing well. It can do better, and I feel that we can do much better. You know, but I think we're going to have a lot of new people elected for the first time on the COB, and they're going to need a strong leader to run the organisation, that knows the organisation inside out, and can really kick on now. You know, for me personally, you know, I work in financial services. You know, I run teams myself. You know, So I kind of know that I'm going to have to sit down and really assess the different people elected in March, you know, and really sit down with them, hit targets and hit goals and ensure we achieve certain things and milestones within the next year to 18 months term within Ogre, you know, and that's important that we set that out early, we set our stall out early and we push on now, you know. So, no, it's going to be an exciting election. I think a lot of new people, a lot of fresh faces are going to be elected, and that really is, it's exciting. It's a lot of positive energy right now within Ogre, and that to me is really, really important, you know.
Yeah, sounds wonderful. You also believe that the youth unemployment, also investment in the rental sector and mental health are the key concepts to the candidate. Can you elaborate on that just a bit for us?
Well, for me, it's just what you said there, you know, and youth unemployment right now, I think, isn't highlighted enough. You know, I think in Ireland right now, in the last CSO figures, you know, it was 13.7% of youth unemployment. And for me, the rest of the country, when you take everyone else in, it's 6.1%. But it's all over double of that in people, young people. You know, and that's not good enough. You know, I think we're not investing enough money for young people to get back into stable employment. You know, if you ask any young person that have they got a permanent job in their early 20s and mid-20s, you know, it's nearly little or none, you know, and it's not good enough for young people. It's not good enough that they don't get an opportunity to have permanent employment, you know, and I feel there's not enough investment there for young people regarding youth unemployment and really allowing them the opportunities to seek employment, you know, and I don't want to see another situation in this country where a lot of them have to go to Canada and Australia and the UK to go and seek work, you know, because it's not good enough right now, you know, and I think the government can be doing more. I think Bradker is only 38 years of age, you know, but I think he's not doing enough for people, young people in particular in this country, because I don't really think they're showing strong leadership right now, you know, in the sense that the investment isn't there, you know, the investment isn't there for young people to really help them get a job, you know, and I feel that's the reason why we're at 13.7%, you know. You mentioned there as well on mental health, you know, mental health is very important. You know, I'm sure you have had friends, and I've had friends, you know, that commit suicide, and your listeners, I'm sure, have someone have contact with them. In the past, you know, I think to be honest, we need to do more in Ireland, you know, for young men and young women. You know, mental health is a problem. I think it's still a taboo in our society. I think we really need to be highlighting it better and talking more. I think, in particular, with young men, you know, it's a big killer in Ireland, you know, and it's not being talked about. You know, and for me, I'm seeing a lot of young people within, and particularly young males, you know, not talking enough within sport and things like that. And I think we need to be doing more. We need to be doing more to invest in mental health, you know, and ensuring that these people are looked after, you know. And for me, I think it's important more than ever now that it's one of my key objectives to try really highlight and go around the country amongst Ogre in particular, you know, and ensuring that there's either focus groups or meetings or even talking about mental health. We need to talk. We need to talk as a society about mental health and suicide, you know, and depression. It happens to everyone, and it's important right now that we're talking about the issues at hand, you know, because I think if people talk and talk about the issues, I think they feel like they're getting off their chest. You know, everyone's not going to talk, but I think if they see others talking, I think it really, really will help society as a whole. And I think right now, we're not doing enough. The government isn't doing enough. Only a couple of years ago, they cut mental health. You know, the funding on mental health, it's not good enough. We need to be setting aside a serious chunk of funding. You know, I understand the HSE right now is just quite pinned to their collar when it comes to finances and resources, but we really need to be doing that because we're losing a lot of young, good people. Not just young people, people that are struggling, you know, and financially and other things that see no other way out. And I think it's important now mental health is really tackled upon in Ireland right now. I think it's really taboo, and we really need to be pressing the flesh on the issue. It's a very important issue to a lot of people, you know.
Absolutely, it makes a lot of sense. And you mentioned before that you hope to put an end to the disconnect between young people and politics. How would you go about solving that issue?
Well, I don't intend to reinvent the wheel, Johnny, but, you know, I think right now, the people I'm listening to, you know, I'm listening to my peers, I'm listening to people in Ogre right now. I'm traveling the country at the moment. I'm on a national campaign as such to go around and just listen to the members, you know, and talk to them and try to articulate their views back, you know, and And I feel right now, you know, there is a lot of disconnect there. I know definitely amongst my peers, my friends and good friends, you know, that they're kind of saying here, what does government do? What do they represent me for? You know, they're taxing me to the hilt. I can't get a mortgage. You know, the rental crisis is in dire straits. You know, all the issues that really affect young people, you know, we're not doing anything on it. You talk about mental health, you talk about youth unemployment. All these issues are all adding up, you know, and the reason why that they're so negative towards politics is because we're not able to relate to young people now in society, you know, and I think we need to run. I think for me, if I'm elected Uachtaráin on the 10th of March, you know, only less than 2.5 weeks' time, you know, I think it's important more than ever, you know, that we run campaigns within Ogre. And it shouldn't be just Ogre. It should be multiple different youth wings across the country running campaigns that really affect young people, to really energise them and try to attract them into the political arena. You know, they might not be running in politics, you know, but they might become apolitical, you know, and get more interested in the political sphere that is at the moment. I think a lot of young people are disconnected and disjointed from that, you know, and I think it's important that they know what's going on in their local area, you know what's going on politically, nationally, locally. You know, they don't have to learn everything, but just to be able to know what's going on in society, you know, is important. You know, everything, every day, every walk of life, there's something, you pass something, it's political. You know, and I think it's important that young people more than ever start connecting and start looking. You know, there's a lot of people, very capable young people, that I've no doubt they'll be elected in the next few years, you know, and I think more than ever we need an injection of new people within the local. Next local elections happen in 2019, the next general election happening in probably in the next year or so. It could be any time now, you know, with the European elections next May too, you know, and there should be a lot more young people in running for political office, you know, either by independents or by political parties. You know, I think that's more important. It's very relevant now that a lot of young people get in and seek and talk about issues that really affect young people too, you know. And I think there is a lot of good young people all across the country elected, but we can do better, we can do more. You know, our generation and my generation, you know, there's issues that affect one another, they interlink, but there's a lot of issues too that are not raised enough and not highlighted enough, you know, in the Dáil or within their local councils, you know, and to me that's important. You know, it's important that that Ogre is representing young people, you know, and there's a lot of young professionals out there, a lot of young students out there that are really disconnected, you know, disconnected and disjointed within the political sphere, and right now, you know, it's for me, it's important that we reconnect, we kind of relook at the issues at hand, you know, and refocus and resharpen our minds and within the political sphere, you know, and politics as a whole, you know. And I feel if I'm elected, I think I can hit home with the issues that really affect young people, and hopefully I can do some little dint, you know, in hopefully attracting new people to hopefully Fianna Fáil. But even if you don't believe in the views of Fianna Fáil, I hope to see them getting involved in some other aspect of politics. You know,
right, okay.
We all in politics don't have have the same view, but I think it's important more than ever that we have a kind of new people come to the fore, new people from all walks and backgrounds alike coming into the political sphere, you know.
Daryl, how many other candidates, roughly, do you know you'd be up against?
Well, there's one candidate. The nominations close on Friday, so as I know right now, my opponent that's running is from Dunleary's Ian Woods, and also a great guy, you know, and really been looking forward to going around the country and be meeting him a lot, you know, and just talking, debating, and it's important that this position is debated and talked upon, you know, Ian is running against me, you know, as I said, the nominations close on Friday, I'll know for definite who will be running against me fully, but, you know, it's important that debate is had. Debate is always healthy in any organisation, you know, and we have multiple candidates running we've 5 hard caller positions, you know, so we've multiple different candidates, you know, from all walks and backgrounds of life, from all across the country, you know, and it really brings a broad spectrum, you know, amongst the different people running.
Right.
You know, and I think it's great to see, you know, it's great to see that there's so many young people interested in the roles. A lot of new, fresh faces too, which is great, you know. I think we really need that new injection of new people within the party, and I think I'm really looking forward, if I'm elected, to the next COB, you know, I think there's some amazing candidates running on the COB next time. You know, I think for me, it's very important that they have a good leader to run it and run the ship and steer the ship, you know. And they really, I think, really, it's an exciting time for all of Fianna Fáil, you know. And I'm really looking forward to, if I'm elected on the 10th of March, you know, that it's really going to be, you know, a real kind of real spark, a real energy again, and a real positive vibe coming towards the youth wing of Fianna Fáil. Because the reality is, these people are going to be the next generation to run Fianna Fáil, the senior party in Fianna Fáil, you know. And I think definitely some of them are very capable, different capable leaders of the future, you know. And to me, that's important now, that these people get the opportunity to be representatives within OGRA, and then future TDs or councillors or whatever, you know. And I think that's important more than ever, you know.
Yeah, well, I have to say, you can speak very well and as good as any a TD or politician I've had on here on Northside today.
I can probably waffle ears off you all day, Johnny, you know.
No, it's all good. So the National Youth Conference will take place on the 9th and 10th of March at Hudson Bay Hotel in Athlone. The elections and hostings for the new Central Office Board will take place there and then. How did the elections work? Who's allowed to vote?
Just for the sake of our listeners who
wouldn't know, you know.
Obviously, if there's any listeners out there, it would be greatly appreciated if they can text in, and if they want to get involved, you know, I'll give you my mobile here. It's 085-755-436. You know, they can get in contact with me if they want to get involved, you know, even if they don't want to go to the U conference, but want to get involved in their own locality or get involved across the country, don't be afraid to get in contact with me, because I think a lot of people probably don't know where to start to get involved, you know. The process will be anyone between the ages of 16 and 30 will be allowed to vote. And the voting will take place on Saturday morning, the 10th of March, between 9 and 10:30, usually for an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know. The voting then will finish, and then obviously the counting of the votes will start. Every position at the moment for the Ard Cóirle positions, I believe, is contested, which, as I said before, is a great thing for OGRA. It's healthy, you know, and we have regional organisers all across the country too. And all the votes and all the once nominations close, you know, the process then will begin of electing the next Central Officer Board, the COB of OGRA Fianna Fáil, you know. So it's going to be very healthy. It's going to be a very positive election, I think. I think trying to bring a lot of positive energy to this election, you know, and I've been trying to talk to as many people as I can to kind of encourage them to run for positions within OGRA. And I think really, I'm seeing that, listening and talking to a lot of people across the country, you know. And it's really, really great, Johnny. You know, I feel right now that there's so many new young people coming into the fore that it's really going to really hit home now, really, really affect the next generation in OGRA, you know. And the election will take place, you know. I hope to be elected sometime in the early evening. And then I'll hopefully have my first speech as Uachtar na OGRA Fianna Fáil, you know. And that'll take place that evening. I hope Micheál Martin will be up. I hope many of the TDs will be up as well, in Athlone, you know. And I think it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be a great weekend for all in OGRA and also in Fianna Fáil, you know, because it's important that the TDs and senators and even MEPs, you know, that even indeed councillors too, that are up to kind of listen to young people, listen to the young people issues there, you know. And realistically, it's very, very important, you know, that they're there to listen and to hear the concerns of young people, you know. And that's what the weekend is all about too, you know, not just the election, that we're debating and talking about policy and direction of where we want to go as a political organisation, you know. And that's something that's very important too for that weekend, you know. So, but no, it's going to be a great weekend. It's again, if there's anyone that wants to get in touch with me, I'm sure you can pass on my details if you want to text into Near FM. You know, I think it's important now that a lot more young people get involved in political parties, you know, and become apolitical, you know. And I'm always welcome to hear new people looking to join the party, you know. And for me, that's most important too, you know.
Okay.
But no, it's going to be a great weekend.
Wonderful. Daryl, time is catching up with us. But just one final question before we finish up, if you don't mind. How long a term is the presidency for in OGRA? Is it for just 1 year?
It sometimes depends, you know. It could be a year to 18 months. We don't know what's going to happen. You know, I think the election could be for, this term could be a year, it could be 18 months. We just don't know, you know. So it could depend very much so on when the next general election is, or when the next local elections fall and things like that. So it's all interdependent on the political sphere as such, you know, that what happens. But I'm going on the principle that it'd be a year to 18 months, you know, so it's usually a year and a half or so, you know.
All right.
So that's the kind of term, timeline I'm working
Excellent.
On, you know. But,
wonderful.
But Darryl, it should be great.
Darryl, okay. we got to finish here on the button. Sorry.
Very good.
Just want to wish you the very best of luck with your campaign. Seriously. And I hope you win. And thanks very much again for joining us. And all the best. Have a great day. Take care. And enjoy that weekend down in Athlone as well.
I'll try, regardless of what happens.
Okay.
Thanks, Johnny.
You're most welcome. All the best. Now, that was Darryl Barron telling us about his campaign to be the next Ogra Fianna Fáil president.